I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, and I just wanted to release this short little mini podcast from Quebec City where the Raptors are holding training camp because, well, two reasons. One, we did this great interview with Terrence Davis Jr., who, if you are a loyal listener to the Summer League podcasts, and I know you are because you're a diehard Raptor fan, but if you were listening to those podcasts, or if you were watching those games, one of the standout players was Terrence Davis, who, you know, people have sort of already identified him as the next Fab Man Elite just because, you know, he went undrafted and the Raptors signed him and things like that. But you know, he's definitely not the same player as Fab Man Elite. Definitely comes in with a different skill set. But I think his background is really interesting and doing some research with him, just, you know, preparing for the interview and stuff like that. You know, he was a football player. He was a really, really good football player. There's some very grainy highlights out there of him playing football. And, you know, one stat that really stood out to me was, you know, he had at the draft combine had the biggest measured hands for anybody who wasn't like 6'10". And just to put that in perspective, like, you know, Kawhi, who obviously is known for having big hands, was measured at, I think, 11.25 inches in terms of his hand width, and Terrence was measured at 10.75. So, like, close enough where it's like, whoa, this guy, you know, it makes sense that he was a really good wide receiver. And, you know, he had a very interesting, I would say, late bloomer. He didn't play that well, didn't play that much as a freshman. But, you know, really came on strong, but, you know, was a little bit overlooked. Again, that's the Fred angle. And, yeah, now he's with the Raptors on a 2-year deal. Not really sure if he's going to start the year with the Raptors and the big league club. Chances are pretty good that he will have to spend at least some time in the G League to sort of work his way up. But at the same time, the Raptors, it's not like they have a lot of quality point guards. I wouldn't say I have a lot of trust right now or a lot of confidence necessarily in Cameron Payne or Isaiah Taylor. So I could see Terrence, you know, winning that role sort of by the end of the year. But as with any young guy, you got to earn your way up. But we're going to get to that interview in a second. But I also wanted to make this podcast because there is an announcement to make. So for fans who were enjoying the Kawhi Watch series with me and Alex, I mean, unfortunately, Kawhi left and, you know, whatever. I don't want to rehash that part. But we at Yahoo Sports Canada, we are bringing a new show in the theme of Kawhi Watch with me and Alex at different locations, not always just the same diner. And it's going to be called Run It Back. It's going to be running weekly. It's going to be, you know, serious basketball topics, a lot of jokes sprinkled inside, you know, cool production. We're going to be, you know, in Quebec City actually shooting tomorrow at a bar and stuff like that. So it's going to be great. It's going to be weekly. It's going to be on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube page. It's going to be on Yahoo Sports Canada, the, you know, the website, the app. And of course, you know, the audio will be put here as well on the Raptors Over Everything feed. So look out for that. The first episode is going to drop on Thursday. I can't really say when on Thursday. It depends really on how much video editing goes into it. But it'll come out Thursday, October 3rd. So look out for that. And as for training camp itself, me and Alex are also going to be watching the open scrimmage, the inter-squad scrimmage that's going to take place on October 3rd here in Quebec City at Laval University. And after that, we are going to reconvene. We're going to give you our thoughts on, you know, who impressed, who didn't impress, who can shoot, who can't shoot, who needs improvement, who's standing out. You know, we'll give you all that stuff. You know, there's been a lot of hype so far in training camp, as there always is. You know, Matt Thomas is expected to shoot 99%. You know, Norm apparently looks unbelievable in hitting every single shot. Serge apparently hit 8 of 8 uncontested threes to win a championship belt. It's weird. Your training camp is weird. You never really know. You're just getting hyped about everything until you actually see, you know, yeah, these guys are kind of the way they are. But You know, the intra-squad game, which I don't think is televised, which is a little unfortunate. You'll actually see a lot of clips that we're going to put out at Yahoo Sports Canada, so look out for that as well. But that's going to give us a real first glance at what this version of the Raptors, and it's a very, it's a very different team than last year. So we're going to give you our thoughts then, and so look out for that podcast. Me and Alex are going to put that out also on Thursday, October 4th, or 3rd, But yeah, in the meantime, enjoy this interview with Terrence Davis of the Toronto Raptors. So for you, let's start on high school. You were a star wide receiver and received 20 scholarships from many major programs. Why did you ultimately turn to basketball?
I just fell in love with it. I started playing it, first at the age of 6. I just fell in love with the game. I always knew that I would have to, put a lot of work into the game of basketball, and I enjoy it. Putting the work in the game of basketball. So, that's the ultimate, reason why I chose, to continue to play basketball.
You miss football at all?
Sometimes, man. I watch it often, so definitely have them vibes, just catching the ball. So,
well, who's your team?
Like NFL?
Yeah.
I like the Patriots, man. Tom Brady, that's my guy.
Fair enough. Now, if I'm correct, you grew up a fan of the San Antonio Spurs?
Definitely.
One of your favorite players was Kawhi Leonard.
Yes, sir.
What drew you to his game in particular?
Well, just the way he carried himself on and off the court. He's a humble guy. He doesn't really get into the media, things like that. And he lived his life, that's something that, today's generation don't get really. Before social media, before, Instagram, Twitter, we was living our own lives and things of that sort. So, just, the way he carried himself on and off the court, man. He's about his business, and that's what drove me to him.
Make him believe. What does that motto mean to you?
It means everything. I wish I could trademark it, but someone has already done that. So I had to come up with, another phrase or another, meaning, saying. But that's something I started back in high school, man. I just thought, several people like ESPN, news writers and things like that didn't really believe in my talents, believe in me. And, I just said, I'm, just going to make everybody believe. And that's where I started it. And kind of carried out, throughout the process, the draft process. I thought I was going to hear my name called, didn't hear my name called. And, just went with the situation and ended up, here in Toronto.
So back on draft night, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. you want your name called. Everyone's dream is to get their name called. What went through your mind? What was your emotions? Because there were teams interested in you, but they weren't really coming correct with the same kind of contracts that the Raptors offered.
Like you said, there were some teams interested in me, but they wanted two-way deals. I definitely knew my worth. I just thought I was better than two-way deals. Those type of deals, it's kind of, mixed emotions with those deals. You can get cut at any times, and I just, went with it. Went with my, my saying, make them believe, and that's what I wanted to do. And like I said, man, ended up here in Toronto on a two-year deal, first-year guaranteed, so it all worked out for me.
Now, you go to summer league with Denver. You have that great first game, and all of a sudden you got a call from the Raptors saying, here it is. Here's that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity you always wanted. Like, what was your emotions then? Like, did you feel like it was real?
Honestly, I didn't think it was real at first because it happened so fast. It was the same night that I played the game. So, like, right after the game, my agent brought it to my attention, and I was like, are you serious? Like, is this real? Like, and then later on that night, I got a phone call from them guys, Curtis Samuel, and it was real. So, definitely, man. It was, experience of a lifetime.
Now, throughout summer league, it felt like, you really developed a bond with DeJuan Hernandez. What about his personality sort of bonded you guys together, and what's your sort of shared history there?
Well, we was roommates in the NBA Combine, and, since then, man, we just been cool, being roommates, man, we got to know each other, quite well, and once I came over to the Raptors, he was on the team, and it's like, we bonded just like that on and off the court. My first assist, in the Raptors uniform was to him.
I think it was a lob, right?
On a lob play, yeah. So it was just like, man, it's crazy. We started our journey together at the NBA Combine, and now we're here on the same team.
Right. And back then, did you guys, you know, envision you guys being on the same team?
Not necessarily. I was getting annoyed because, you know, I didn't know he had to sit out, you know, his junior year of college.
That's right.
We was talking about that and just talking about how, you know, NCAA was and things of that sort. So it's real interesting, man.
Now, you were at the Rico Hines run this summer. Sort of how was that experience for you guys, a sort of a team bonding experience, mm-hmm. and how did you find the competition level?
Well, it was a big time, man. I look at, you know, Rico Hines as being, you know, some of the best runs in America, you know, with the best athletes, the best, you know, hoopers.
James,
you
know, Harden.
In America, James Harden, Lou Will, yeah. Montrezl Harrell, like, all them guys, man, was there. And, you know, you get to go up and get some great competition, get you ready, you know, for the season.
Was there one Raptor teammate in particular that sort of stood out to you? Because you guys brought like 12 guys out there.
Right. Definitely Fred and, you know, Norman Pascal for sure. Those guys bonded well. I got, you know, to, you know, ask them a lot of questions, pick their brains, and, you know, they kind of took me in, man, you know, showing me the ropes and things of that sort. So it was quite helpful.
Yeah, so to that point, Fred mentioned at Media Day that, you know, he got a chance to take you out to dinner and give you some game. What did you guys talk about and sort of speak to Fred's leadership in that perspective?
Well, it was just, you know, about on and off the court things. You know, we're talking about on the court things because, you know, here they're looking at me as being, you know, being a one guard mostly and some off the ball, but he's just giving me, you know, some pick and roll knowledge and things of that sort, some catch and shoot knowledge as well. Like, you know, you won't have really that much time to get it off in an NBA game. So you got to find a way to get it off, get your feet set and get it off and things of that sort. And off the court, it was just, you know, about little things. Brandon, you know, came up, you know, making believe, and I asked him how he got everything started, because the night of the draft, when I didn't get drafted, you know, that night was pretty miserable for me. I ran across this tweet with him, and he stood up in front of his family, man, and said, you know, you want me getting drafted, it's another way, you know, I'm going to bet on myself. And, you know, I retweeted it, you know, and that's kind of how our bond started, you know. Yeah, he definitely a leadership, and he's been taking on that leadership role. So
now, for you, as you mentioned, they're looking to develop you as a one guard,
yes,
right? Obviously, you played a little bit of that last year at Ole Miss, but I don't know. You kind of got a lot of flexibility in terms of you're 6'4", you got a 6'9" wingspan. Your hands are, I think I read your hands were 10.75 inches across too. So put that in perspective. Kawhi, who obviously is known for the big hands, I think is 11 inches. So that's so, like, I mean, what positions can you comfortably play, and what positions can you comfortably guard?
Well, I think I can guard, you know, 1 through 3 for sure. Maybe some 4, you know, if teams going small ball and things of that sort. I think I have some physicality towards me, you know, being a football player in high school. So I think I can handle my own with a, you know, small ball 4. But definitely 1 through 3 for sure. And, you know, just being able to switch 1 through 3 and possibly 4 for sure.
And then lastly, before you got drafted to the Raptors, where were you when the Raptors won the championship, and were you pulling for the Raptors or Golden State? Be honest.
I think I was back home, man. I think I was back home for the summer, you know. I actually was going through the draft process, but I was back and forth from home and traveling with different teams. I remember watching one game with the L.A. Clippers before I had to leave, you know, for the birth of my son. But I was watching a game with, you know, one of the guys, and definitely pulling for the Raptors, man. Like I said, Kawhi was my favorite player, so I was definitely pulling for the Raptors. And just watching those games, man, really, really excited about the Raptors, not knowing that I would be on the team, you know, the following year. So it's all worked out. It's crazy. It's definitely amazing.
Well, on behalf of all Raptor fans, welcome to the team,
sir.
Terrence.
Thank you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.